the director, mm-hmm. entertaining the kids and telling them stories and giving them lunches at noon. And you know that. Mm-hmm. You know what a daycare center is. So, she worked. We took all these kids out there. I had the mother of the little white horse that was there yesterday, so we saddled them both up, and Kathy and David, and they walked these little kids up and down, you know, gave them all two or three rides. And of course, some of them had never seen a horse, some of them had never been around a horse. I had a goat there then. They saw the goat, and they played with the goat, not a very big goat, a gentle goat. Mm-hmm. And they had a wonderful time. Well, I know it wasn't any of those children that went out there and stole my saddles. Mm-hmm. The next day when we went back, we left there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The next day we went back about 2, the door was open. But Concha picked up something at the gate. The grass was pretty high then. And she didn't say anything. And it was one of the bridles of the little horses that we had been riding the kids with. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think of asking Concha what she picked up. So when we got to the, she says, the house is open. So we went, all the saddles were gone. Every saddle in the house. Well, I thought, well, that's somebody that knew his way in. I said, Albert brought somebody out here. So I went to Albert's house. I couldn't get in. It took me a week to be able to corner him. Finally, I cornered him at home. And I said, Albert, I don't mind telling you, I'm in pretty bad humor. And you and I are going to have some pretty serious trouble. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm telling you. You took somebody out to my range. Mm-hmm. And he broke in and stole all of my saddles. Oh, no, he couldn't have. I said, who couldn't? He says, Alfred, he's a hell of a good fellow. He's a nice guy. He's a friend of mine. Alfred who? Well, I don't know his last name. I never could find out his last name. So, things rocked along. I broke my leg. I laid up in the hospital. Charlie came running up there one day, and he came in. He says, Buck, 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 found the saddles. I went, where? He said, Mr. Fire chief here in Brownsville, went to Matamoros, and he bought 3 saddles, and the 3 of them are ours. I said, how do you know? He says, well, I went home, it rained that day, and he says, went home with a little boy, Mike, he's on George's team, and this man that I'm talking about is a coach of George's baseball team. Mm-hmm. He had this, these 3 saddles. So I sent for Concha. I said, Concha, go over to Gallego's house and see if there are saddles. But she came back with, yes, there were our saddles. So I sent for Mr. I said, Mr. where did you get those saddles that you have? He says, I bought them in Matamoros. Who from? From so-and-so. I have this paper. And he had a paper with a man signed across from him. Mm-hmm. At a place called Tio Nacho's. It's off of the old bridge, the railroad bridge, and around on 6th Street. It's before you get to the drive-in, if you know where the drive-in is. Mm-hmm. It's back down this way from the drive-in. So I thought, well, his name is so-and-so, and he works at the... So I sent for a man over there that's in the police force. And no, I didn't send for him, no. He came in the room to say hello to me. He saw me walking up and down the hall and taking lessons on my crutches, because you got to learn to walk with the crutch sensibly. And so the therapist over there was teaching. So he came in and we were talking, and I said, say, I've got a favor to ask of you. I said, there's some saddles that were stolen from me, and they're across there, across the river. So-and-so has them. I said, here's the paper. This is the man's name. Mm-hmm. Alfonso, whatever his name was. They called him Poncho. And I said, he's bound to have the other two. And the other two saddles are the best saddles that were stolen. Mm-hmm. One of them is the little old saddle that I told you that Concha uses that belonged to my first wife. And the other one was my big saddle. And the other one was that little old saddle that was underneath